This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, but we didn't stop there. We combined soft and bouncy to bring you new Sweet Tarts Gummies Fruity Splits, a uniquely delicious dual-sided gummy with one side that's sweet and one side that's tart, but entirely smooth and squishy. Mmm, a powerfully perfect combo. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to this bonus episode of the Olive Podcast. Each week we ask our favourite chefs, cookie writers and characters from the food scene to reveal their top three cooking cheats, hacks and shortcuts to help make your time in the kitchen truly effortless. I'm back with Richard Makin, and in the main episode this week we talked all about the magic of vegan baking. Now he's going to give us his top three tips. What have you got for us, Richard?
Well, what I was going to do, at first I thought about some ingredients that work very well in vegan baking, but I think we talked about that quite a lot in the main episode. What I thought I might do is talk you through my three steps in veganizing a baked good recipe, and that way hopefully I can teach you to fish rather than just providing you with fish.
Go ahead, I love it.
so the way that I do it, step one, the first step in veganizing any baked recipe, is to give that recipe a go with the commercial vegan products that are out there on the market. So if a recipe calls for milk, try it with soy milk. If a recipe calls for butter, try it with vegan butter that you can get hold of. And this way, it gives you an idea of whether this recipe will ever work with vegan ingredients. And that's a good place to start, because it gives you a heads up if it's going to be a disaster. And the second step in the process, I like to just try removing the animal products from the recipe in their entirety, completely. Okay. Because as we touched on in the main episode, I've got recipes on the brain. What I find sometimes is that maybe eggs, for instance, don't actually need to be in the recipe. They're just in there because traditionally they've been in that recipe forever. And it turns out that actually you just need to add a little bit more soy milk or a little bit more moisture to the batter to get it to the right texture. So my second tip would be to just try removing stuff. Try swapping... Oh, and a really good tip that I figured out for most baked goods, particularly with cookies and batters, so anything like a cake batter or a cookie recipe. Remember that a large egg, the insides of a large egg without the shell, weigh about 50 grams, right? And if a recipe calls for 3 large eggs, you can just replace those with, as sort of a starting point to see if this is going to work, replace them with 50 grams of soy milk. And okay. like we touched on in the episode, soy milk contains lecithin, so it's an emulsifier. It does what eggs are going to do anyway. It's yeah. mostly water, so you're adding that water content to the batter. And I find 9 times out of 10, it results in almost an identical bake anyway. So give that a try. And then the third step, this is for anybody who is really into sort of picking things apart and analyzing what makes things work, what makes things tick when it comes to baking, is to try making your own versions of those things. As you know, because we've talked about it, there's a vegan butter recipe in my cookbook, and it can be fun to see how that works in baked recipes. Obviously that's not for everyone. Not everybody has the time or the interest to be making their own stuff, and that's why it's great that, you know, these store-bought vegan alternatives exist out yeah. there. And for anybody who needs them, please use them. Don't be ashamed. Don't feel like you have to make every single element yeah. from scratch. But for yeah. anybody who likes to feel like they've got complete control over the ingredients that have gone into their recipe, there are options yeah. out there, and plenty of them are either on my blog or in my cookbook. So give it yeah, a try.
I love that. Loads of great tips there for people to get started and to have a bit of fun with things as well, you know, so that's great.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for
if
those,
baking
Richard.
Isn't fun, then what's the point, right?
What is it?
Yeah.
Thanks again, Richard. Thank you for listening to the Olive Podcast. For recipes and more information, head to olivemagazine.com. And don't forget to subscribe at iTunes, Acast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.